So there you go. That was the Almighty Whispers with Love Revolution. And we're finally back on the old podcast circuit with our 18th. Jenny?
Yes. Yes, Dave. It's our 18th show here at Band Weblog's podcast show, coming to you from Oxford, England.
Yep, the old dreaming spires and crappy sunsets.
Yes, Jenny and Dave here.
And we love it. So
And whoa. Speaking of Oxford spires, guess who we saw?
Wow. Jenny, what? Go on.
We saw the Queen.
I had to stand there with Jenny because she wanted to take pictures and I couldn't say no. And she hasn't seen the Queen before.
No, I hadn't. I mean, you know, I've seen her on TV. And
on pound coins.
Yeah, pound coins and notes.
Don't get notes. Yeah, £5 notes. And so, yeah, she saw the Queen.
That was cool.
She's got a picture of the Queen.
Yeah, the picture's up on the blog. BenWeblogs.com/blog. And you'll see the Queen.
But no one knows that, right? That's between me, you, and Jenny. Okay, yes, because destroy the evidence.
Dave didn't want anyone he knew to see him waiting for the Queen because he's a punk.
I've never seen a Queen before.
Yeah, so that's cool. I mean, you were enjoying yourself, weren't you?
No.
No?
I was making sure that I could be conspicuous.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, that's what we've been up to. And back to the Almighty Whispers.
Yeah, he's an interesting lad. It's Alec Latour, and he's a French musician, and there's an English singer, lyricist, Peter Hill.
Yes, French and English unite.
Which is a rare thing these days, but we encourage it.
Yes, we do. We just like the Americans and English.
Break down the barriers.
And that was Love Revolution. Excellent song. I love it.
Yeah, it's all right.
I really
do.
I was singing. I was thinking about that song just earlier today in my head, singing along in my mind, and then I started singing aloud.
When she was doing the shopping.
No, I wasn't doing
it in the supermarket.
Yeah, I might have been doing that, but I started singing it, you know, when I was in the kitchen today. Very, very good song.
Yeah.
Good summer song.
It's a good summer song. As you would know. And Mark Radcliffe were in good company because Mark Radcliffe's played it too.
Yes, which from BBC Radio
4-3 something.
No.
But it's well in BBC
Radio 2, I think.
Yeah, he's on Radio 2.
Yeah, well, that's where he played Love Revolution by the Almighty Whispers.
Oh, we don't.
And if you want to check them out, go to Almighty or www.almightywhispers.com and you can find out more about the band and their music, etc.
And what they like and what they don't like.
I'm not sure about that.
In case you actually bump into them somewhere.
Yeah, you might be able to go up to them and say, hey, we know all about you.
Yeah, we knew there was these cakes you liked, and then you could have them there, the cakes.
You know.
Because bands like cakes, different bands like different
cakes.
Yeah,
they do, but I don't know if Almighty Whispers has a blog. And if they have a blog, which I'm not sure I saw one, we might be able to find out more about whether or not they like cakes, what kinds of cakes, etc.
They might be vegans.
They can still like cake.
Vegan cake's not too cheery, though. No. You've got to be fair, ain't you? I mean, yeah, I'm not dissing vegans, but vegan cake is... What are you going to put in it? Lemon, orange, banana, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, you see? Not bad.
Maybe. I'll try some, and then I'll get back on the next one and say if it's good or not.
Maybe just stick to a banana.
That's vegan enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a vegan. I eat a banana.
Then again, if you're a fruitarian...
My brother would beat me up for that.
If you're a fruitarian, you just eat fruit that's fallen off a tree, right?
Only allowed to eat things that are falling off of branches.
So basically, if you see a tomato or a tomato...
You're not even allowed to eat a leaf.
Well, if it's fallen.
Oh, it was a dead fallen leaf.
Crispy leaf. It was brown and dry.
And a slug would have been on it. But like,
anyway.
And I thought... My last thing about the Almighty Whispers was I could imagine them playing in the Top of the Pop studio with them little glittery girls jiggling around in front of them, the Top of the Pops girls with the eyeliner.
No, actually, you know what? I think they're too cool to have those dancers.
No, but that's what I saw. That's my vision.
Well, maybe, you know, they could email us, info@bandweblogs.com, and tell us. I mean, you know, guys, are you playing on Top of the Pops? Are you, you know, do you have a band that you're going to have? Or are you going to have dancers? Which is it?
They'll say that as you just predicted our video. That's what they're going to say.
That'd be weird.
It's going to be glittery girls with rah-rah skirts and pom-pom balls jiggling.
What have you been thinking about, Dave? Where did this idea come from? Just from their music, or
daytime
is there something
TV.
Else going on?
I've been watching too much daytime TV.
Okay.
Unlike Fiona Falk, who doesn't watch any daytime TV because she's busy putting her tunes out
and playing in Ohio. We found her actually on the PodSafe Music Network, so we recommend going there if you're looking for a plethora of unsigned music.
That makes me feel hungry, that word.
Plethora.
Yeah.
What? Like, why?
Plethora of cake.
Platter?
I've got this cake thing going on at the moment.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, Fiona Falk, great singer. You know, she plays guitar, writes her songs, and this song definitely stood out for us, and we're going to play that for you.
And she's called this song A Little Long Night.
Off of her album, Stadium of Saints Project. Folk with Little Long Night.
And is that like a little long night, like the Knights of the Round Table in the old King Arthur days? Like a
No. Didn't you listen to the words?
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm joking with you.
I know.
Okay,
so yes, and if you want to check out more about Fiona Falk, go to her website, www.fiona, and that's F-I, F-I-O-N-N-A.
And I'm the one with a comprehensive education.
FINNAFAULK.com.
Yeah, and there's pictures there and stories and sounds.
You got it.
Jingles.
That's right. And I think, you know, made me think of Ricky Lee Jones a little bit listening to her, but that's just my opinion. If you want to find out more about the artists that we play or the links to their websites, check out bandweblogs.com, www.bandweblogs.com. And not only will you find out more about our show, but you'll see all the blogs written by musicians, bands, and music lovers.
Sweaty little fingers. Imagine them all typing away with their little brains going, write things.
Well, you do it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I do it. And that's what happens with me.
Okay.
When I do.
As a musician, you mean?
Or in all directions. As a musician, as an author.
I don't really like to picture that, to be honest.
What, me as an author?
No, sweaty fingers and...
Well, you can get the spray. People all know what I'm on about. The spray, you can spray on your keyboards that sort of disinfectant that will clean it and get rid of the germs.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about.
Right. So, you know, it's been so long since we've done our show, I think that we're getting back on the saddle, so to speak.
And it's a clean saddle.
Not sweaty.
No, because we've used some of that spray to clean it with. Get that's rid of like, them funny colours and that.
Yeah, but that's like at gyms when people go to, you know, when you go to lift weights and use all the equipment, you've got to wipe off the seats.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most sweatiest places in any town, a gym.
Yep.
Smelly.
Infectious.
Don't go to the gym.
Walk.
No, watch telly.
Walk, don't run. Watch telly.
You burn more calories worrying about the crap on TV than you do in a gym.
I think Dave's the best sofa punk out there.
Yeah, I can surf this sofa to Soapland. Oh, man.
So what we really want to do is talk about sport. Because it's been so long. Sport Talk with Jenny and Dave on Band Weblogs podcast show.
So everyone's worrying about Rooney's foot.
Yeah, for the England...
World Cup's coming up. No. The England World Cup squad.
The England squad.
They've just got...
Yeah, Dave, pick up the paper. Find the paper, quick.
Find the paper. They've got a little YTS guy to take his place. That they got off one of them YTS games, these names. And we'll all be talking about him at the end of the World Cup because he'll probably play better than everyone
it's
else.
It's on the very back of the
paper.
It's
on the back. There it is. There he is. It's Sven Goran Eriksson. He's the manager.
England manager.
Oh, I don't know.
We're just going to sit here and read the paper and forget it. You know, it's been so long since we've done the show.
The little geezer.
No, it's on the back. Go to the end of the paper, Dave.
I'm the end of the paper.
Dave.
There he is.
See, there's all the pictures.
And now...
In the, you know, the world, your World Cup paper, just 31 days to go. And Eriksson unleashes his young guns on world stage, is what it says.
Theo Walcott. You'll all be shouting his name by the end of the World Cup. Be it good or be it for bad. But he's young, and if he's good, he's got a lot of years of football in him, and he'll be welcome at Fratton Park.
And the headlines are also saying that Sven hasn't even seen him play.
No.
What's up with that?
Sven's at every single football match.
I know, whenever we always see him out there.
Always, you're watching a match on the telly, and the camera zooms in, there's Sven.
There's Sven checking out, you know.
Wrapped up or whatever, you know, or in a boating shirt if it's in the summer, looking a bit dapper.
But, he usually goes out and scouts out who he wants possibly, you know, for his team. And
I can't believe he hasn't seen Theo Walcott play football yet.
But has he played in the Premiership? That could be the issue.
Yeah, I thought he was playing for Arsenal.
Yeah, but had he even played a Premiership game with them?
That's a very good question.
So I think that might be the problem.
Yeah.
But still, he could have gone out of his way, maybe watched, you know, maybe he's seen video footage.
In this photograph in the paper, he looks really good.
That's probably what Sven saw. Sven saw the picture and thought, yep, we'll have that.
Just about to kick the ball.
So, you know.
Unlike Rooney.
Yeah, poor Rooney. We're hoping he gets better.
Couldn't kick a mouse at the moment. Right. Plastic one.
Because he hurt, you know, he got hurt in one of his Manchester United games.
Now, conspiracy theorists.
But we're not going to go there.
There's something there.
Why did that happen? But anyway, that's not, you know.
Someone's got paid a lot of money somewhere and they're having a laugh.
Well, let's hopefully just that's say not the case. Allegedly, but not
on.
Happening.
Let's move on.
Move
distance
on.
Ourselves.
Jog on, sunshine.
That nonsense.
Where'd we see that? Jog on, sunshine. Oh, yeah.
Football Factory.
What was that? Yeah, Football Factory. Great movie, by the way.
Go and see it.
Go and see it.
Get it on DVD.
DVD, English football.
Go to the shop and say, give it to me on DVD, please. I want to put it in my machine at home and watch it because the man on the thing told me to.
And also, not sure if the Americans will get it or,
yeah,
you know, in
will.
The States.
Bit of rivalry, you know, local clubs. West Ham.
No, I mean, I don't know if they'll get the movie. I don't know if they'll physically be able to watch
what
it.
West Ham, was it?
Chelsea?
Oh, no, because of the Chelsea boys. Yeah, and I should know about that because I got jumped by the Chelsea when I was a kid.
In Pompey.
In Portsmouth, and I wasn't even near a football ground.
Poor Dave.
It was character building.
So, yeah, we highly recommend Football Factory for any football fans. Yeah. English football, by the way.
Unlike my mate Eddie, who got smacked around the head with a baseball bat, but he looked funny for a while because he had a big nose and his lips swelled up.
Oh, and where were you when that happened? On the ground?
Running. I was running away with the. We all had our key out and we were both. There was two of us. We were all running towards the door. There was another couple of people with us.
Oh my God. Good old days, right, Dave?
I miss them. Yeah. Just growing up in Portsmouth, getting chased by Chelsea. No, they're good. Chelsea people are lovely.
Yeah, actually, well, some
we like
Chelsea. Yeah, we love watching Chelsea
us
play.
Us and Sven. Not Sven.
Jose Mourinho, who we've seen in London.
Can edit that out.
Yeah, no, I won't because,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my word. So that's that. That's England.
So that's our football
Pompey's
talk.
Laughing because Pompey's staying up in the Premiership now.
Portsmouth still in the Premiership. Very close call. And Harry is staying with us for a while.
Sir Harry.
The manager. Yeah, Sir Harry. Maybe someday.
Well, you should have had a word with the Queen when you saw her the other day.
I could have talked to the Queen and said, hey, you know.
Give Harry one. The old
Knight
Sir
Harry Redknapp.
Aye, Sir Harry.
So anyone who's listened to our show would know the whole history of Harry Redknapp and Portsmouth Football Club. But it's a long story, but, you know,
and
to make it short.
Go over every show and I never said one bad word against Redknapp on any of those. I knew, I respected, and I love the man.
It's been a turmoil relationship with the manager of football.
Harry.
Portsmouth.
I love you like my father.
And so that's football talk. But one thing I need to bring up is snooker.
Yeah, for old Ronald and his tips.
Yeah, Ronnie O'Sullivan. And for any people who are not familiar with snooker, which I know there's a lot of people that aren't, unfortunately, I have completely been blown away by the sport. I absolutely love it.
Snooker, loopy, not so big. We put snooker, loopy.
And yeah, so Ronnie O'Sullivan's my favorite snooker player, but I really like Ken Doherty or Doherty. And also Yanver, the ref.
The ref, the Bondi boy. He'll be in a Bond movie soon. You watch, we'll say it and it'll go. That's what they do. It'll be on Bond as a baddie.
Who would have ever thought that a snooker ref would be so cool? How can this be?
He's just standing there doing his thing, isn't he? Having a word with Ronald about swearing.
Yeah, he gave Ronnie O'Sullivan a yellow card in snooker. That's like watching a pool player. You know, snooker's not like pool, but it looks like it.
So
for people who aren't familiar,
it's a big table.
It's a big table.
Yeah, you won't be able to fit it in your living room.
Unless you had a really big living room.
Yeah, you're very rich and you've got one of them big living rooms.
And
big pets running around it like Great Danes. Just because you got a big house, you don't have to get big pets to show off. Why don't you just get hamsters and things and go sort of minimalistic? I always do that. When I have a big house, they'll have these big dogs.
Yeah, that's true. And horses, the big horses, the big thoroughbreds and all that. But back to snooker, anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak about that anymore?
Yeah, Dot One.
Yes, Dot One. Graham Dot from Scotland.
Against Ebden. Ebden went off it at the end. He started pirouetting, dancing.
Yeah, he did.
Spun, he'd done a spin.
It's a very long tournament. It's 18 days and basically two tables at the Sheffield Crucible Theatre in Sheffield, England.
It's going to affect your mentality after that long playing snooker nonstop.
Yeah, and not only that, we were getting familiar. We were so familiar with watching the game because we'd tune in like every day that we were getting familiar with the guys, the people in the audience.
Yeah, baldy guy who was down the front with the I Love Guinness t-shirt. If you email us, that will freak the hell out of us.
Yeah, if you recognize, yeah. If you start getting to know the audience, please let us know. info@bandweblogs.com.
If you are in the audience,
yeah,
come to us.
Let us know. If you know Yanver,
Yanver Haas. No, I'll make it up.
Yanver Haas. That's right.
Him. Big geezer. Let us know. Nice bloke.
If you've ever seen him out and about, let us know.
Never say a bad word about. Never say a bad word about a big bloke. Wise words.
So enough about snooker, because I'm sure this is really boring people who aren't interested.
Oh, snooker. What's that? That snooker. Big green table snooker. In the corner of the room with balls on it. Yeah, that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, they're cool.
Watching moving the balls around on a table for what?
18 days.
80 days. You watch that. You watch people.
People are thinking,
with a
what?
Stick. Prodding balls around a table for that long. You're mental.
You people who are going against us, you watch. We're going to write a snooker song. And then you'll know. They're going to write a snooker song and then, I don't
Captain
know.
Captain Sensible's going to do the lead guitar on it for us.
There you go.
Captain, get in touch.
All right, so we're going to close out the show here with our final band.
This lot, I really like. I like this lot because there was a song years ago called Ebenezer Good, Knees Are Good, and that came out in the 90s, and there's a bit of that in this, and a bit more, though, as well.
And I really like it. I think it's great. You know, I think of The Streets a little bit, English kind of rap artist band, The Streets,
yeah.
For the Americans that aren't familiar, because I'm not sure if they've made it out to the States. But anyway, kind of like The Streets, ska, a little bit of funk going on in there, punk, you name it.
You've got it all, really, and it's got attitude as well. And also, if you've got any little wee children that don't like words that you can't really explain to them at that age.
Yeah, because there are a few swear words in this upcoming song, just to let you know.
Yeah, and it's not us. We don't swear. We've never sworn in our lives.
Nope.
I've never cussed.
But we love this song, and it's awesome. Crank It Up. It's by Stolen Colors. They're from London.
Good place to come from, that lad's. Nice one, So, and you could catch them because they're doing a gig. The next gig they got is on the 22nd of May at the Bull and Gate. And you all know where the Bull and Gate is. Everyone's seen a gig at the Bull and Gate.
Kentish Town.
In Kentish Town.
London
Town, Kentish Town.
And we're going to try to get them a gig in Oxford. We want to go see them. I mean, we could try to make it to the gig in London.
Just come to Oxford anyway.
And make then it we'll easier just for come. Us to go see
you. You know what I mean? It's something I'll tell you that night. But I'll come.
No.
I would come and see you lot play rather than watch the EastEnders.
Yeah, definitely. Well, any day.
Day of the week. What are you talking
rock.
About? Fucking go on EastEnders, you... lemon.
So we're going to close out the show with Stolen Colors, and it's called Taste of the Enemy. If you want to learn more about them, they've got a MySpace page, myspace.com/stolencolors, and of course with the English U in colors.
Well, like I've always maintained, that's the proper way you spell it.
Oh, there you go. Okay, here you go. Stolen Colors. We're Jenny and Dave, Ben Weblog's podcast show.
Thank you very much for your attention span.
See you later.
Hey. Hey. Woohoo.
Charged up with a twist of mystical bliss, acting all hard up with a fist full of wrists and split, but it's me green and I'm fighting machines. But I've shown rovers the clones seen roaming the streets, then I might zone out. Blow my cover, stepping over the wall for the skull on a magazine cover, fucking hypocrite. I'm in my damn self sick after consuming this shit and media bulimic.
Loud shedding like dead skin from the sky. So relative the reality reflected in my eye. I wish I could not judge as soon as I see you. And I wish I could not see this fucking.
Stop.
life drive flies on Spahana's flies. I laugh, but my country's the last time flies by. We're all fucked anyway, fuck AI. Go through life off anonymous, others bother for mine. If fame, I spite myself, I've got a mighty skill. I might destroy myself, fuck it, you must have revealed.
Maybe I can learn and tell out if you all my mistakes. Maybe I can rebuild and tell everything else which the freedom lies on my right to go away. And I still can convince myself that nothing is.
Twist a mystical bliss, acting all hard up with a fist full of wrists. A spit for this mean green and I fight machines, blocks like robots and clones see him roam in the streets. Then I might zone out, blow my own cover, stepping over the world with a skull on a magazine cover. Fucking hypocrite, I know my damn self, sick of the tomb next to me, do you believe it?
You don't know the taste of it.